Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Ayin Ches 278. As we get into two new mitzvos related to Kohanim. Again, if you remember last week, we spoke all about the marriage mitzvos, and then we got into two Balmum mitzvos, a Kohen doing Avodah when he's a Balmum, Kavua and Over, two separate mitzvos. And today, and we had the even a Balmum just entering the Heichal, and now this week starts off with two Isurim related to a Kohen being Tamei. First, the Isra of a Kohen doing Avodah when he's Tamei, which we had a similar mitzvah, which we'll talk about in a minute, and the Isra of a Kohen eating Truma when he is Tamei. Says the Pasuk. In the beginning of Perachav Beis, we start off a new Perek in Parshas Emor, Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Lemor, Daber al Aaron vel Banav, tell Aaron Ubanav, and remember what we spoke about before the previous parak, the Ramban's Ha'ara, about when it came to Mumin, it only said Daber al Aaron. It didn't say Daber al Aaron vel Banav to tell us that Aaron did not have any Mumin. Nothing to talk about. Mashiachin by Tuma Vitaro, like here, Aaron, it could be that he becomes Tameh. It's out of his control. That's not a reflection of something negative about Aaron HaKohen, his becoming Tameh. So therefore, it could say here, Daber al Aaron vel Banav. So what does the Torah tell us? It doesn't even say it explicitly. Daber al Aaron vel Banav v'yinazru mikadshei b'nei Yisrael. Aaron and his children should be nazar. Hard word to translate. V'yinazru mikadshei b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalalu Hashem kadshi. They shall not desecrate my holy name. Asher hei mati shimli ani Hashem. So it's a hard puzzle to translate overall. Unkelus tells us v'yinazru means v'yifreshun. They shall separate. So there's something about Kohanim not being able to do something in this pasuk. That's all we know. That's all we know from the Pashup Shot. Chazal learned this pasuk is talking about a Kohen Tamei. Everything that I've said about a Kohanim earlier, that they should do the Avodah, only applies when they are, first of all, they're not Bali Mumin, they're Tmimim. That was number one. And number two, they have to be Tar, not Tamei. That is what is the understanding of Chazal of this pasuk. Says Rashi, V'yi Nazru, a Nazira al-Lashon Prisha. Nazir means to be Polish, as we know a Nazir. As we'll have in a couple of months, Bez Hashem, in Parshas by Midbar, that a Nazir separates himself from Tamimes, from wine, from cutting one's hair. But that's what Nazir means. Nazir also means a crown, because a Kohen is separated from the rest of the Am. It's all the same idea. A Nazir, a Nazir, V'yi Nazru, here. And he quotes Psukim also in Yechezkel, V'yi Nazru Me'acharai, that we separated ourselves from Hashem, Nazoru Achor, from Yeshayahu, the beginning, the Haftorah for Parshas, Shabbos Chazon. So Yifreshu Min HaKadashim, B'yemei Tum Asan. That is what the Pasuk means, that they should separate from Karbanos, from Avoda, when they are Tamei. That is today's Isser in the Sefer HaChinuch. The Rashi does mention, we'll mention this now once we have it open, and then we'll talk about this Bez Hashem soon. Davar Acher, another Pshad, V'yinazru mikadshei b'nei Yisrael, asher heim makdishim li, v'lo yichalalu Hashem kadshi. Sareis amikra v'darshehu. Rashi points out that it's somewhat difficult to understand. It seems like there's a misplaced phrase in the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, speak to Aaron and his children, and you shall separate from the kadshi, meaning don't have anything to do with the Avodah, v'lo yichalalu Hashem kadshi, and don't desecrate my name. And then it says, asher heim matishim li, that they sanctify for me. So Rashi says that phrase belongs earlier in the Pasuk. They should separate from Kachi b'nei Israel, asher heim matishim li, and then v'lechal v'shim Kachi. Rashi doesn't explain it, he just says, sareis hamikra vidar shehu. You have to move a later phrase in the Pasuk to earlier. So hopefully we'll get back to that soon. So says the Sefer HaChinuch. Shelo yavod kohen tamei, shelo yavod kohen ba'odo tamei, shenemar, v'yinazru mikadshei b'nei Yisrael, v'lo yichalalu Hashem kadshi. There's the pasuk. Keep in mind, if this mitzvah sounds familiar, it's because 13 mitzvahs ago, in mitzvah Reish Samachei, in 265, we discussed the iser of a tvul yom doing avodah. Tvul yom is also a tamei person, but who had gone to the mikvah, who didn't have harev shemesh yet, who didn't hit the sun, didn't set, and he's still tamei for the rest of the day. So really, that was a bigger chiddush. We mentioned then that here's the main din, Mikra din, a Tamei Kohen cannot do the Avodah. And then the Torah earlier in Parshas Emor said, even someone who is semi-tar already, somebody went to the mikvah, he's just waiting for Harif Shemesh, even he cannot do the avodah, and we mentioned then that it's counted as a separate iser da'oraisa. Even that person is included in the shem tuma, and therefore he's included really in our pasuk. That is the iser, and we mentioned then it's a misa b'nei shemayim, just like our mitzvah as well. So even if one is a tefil yom. Continuing, the amru zecharim levracha perachiv misanhedrin. The Gemara says it, and the Mishnah actually says also in Sanhedrin, minayin latame shashime shuba misa. How do I know that a tame kohen that did avoda is chayiv misa b'nei shemayim? Shneamar kohen misa b'nei shemayim tachsiv tabel aron v'banav yinazru b'kashiv b'nei yisrael v'lo yichalalu. And it says later on in a few psukim that they will die if they're machal. So if you're machal the avoda, like here, they are chayim misa b'dei shamayim. Rav Hirsch here suggests maybe there is a different shorish for the word v'yinazru, but it fits in the same way. V'yinazru, we thought it meant nazar, nazer, a crown separated. Says Rav Hirsch, break it down even more. Zar. What is a zar? A zar is a non-kohen. What the Torah is really telling us here is that even though we have just limited who's allowed to do the avoda, Yisraelim can't do the avoda, even Levim can't do the avoda, only Kohanim. But if one is a balmum, or now, if one is tameh, they have to treat themselves as if they are a zar. The yinazru mikachei b'nei Yisrael. They have to treat themselves as zar. The almost identical meaning of nazar and zar, according to which v'yinazru is taken to be the command to hold themselves as zarim towards kachim. At times they perhaps give an explanation which would render it possible to do without the extreme difficult way. V'chul. Let me just find the important line. He says here, one might think, just paraphrasing now, because I'm not going to find, he says, the b'nei Yisrael is not kohanim, hand over their kachim to the kohanim, because as zarim, they cannot offer them up themselves. But to the Kohanim, it is also said, V'yinazru. At times, they have to keep themselves as arm away from the Kachim. They can't just say, I'm a Kohen, and therefore I'm okay. No, sometimes I'm also a Zar. When I'm Tameh, when I'm a Balmum, I'm also a Zar. The thought that they are B'nai Yisrael stresses, and what it repeats here, V'yinazru mikachei B'nai Yisrael. It stresses the gravity of the responsibility of the Kohanim. They are handed over to them because the Bailim are Zarim. And are they then to handle them in a condition where they themselves are equal to Zarim? So therefore, it says at first, that's the hidden meaning of the Yinazru in this pasuk. Right? It could have said a different word for separating. The Yibadlu is used in the Torah elsewhere. Daka the Yinazru in the context of Kohanim to allude to the status of Zar. Number one, reverse. If you look in the Zayim HaTorah, and then we'll get on to some of the Dinim, Rav Sarutzkin also relates to this idea of Yinazru, but he is bothered. Well, first he says, don't make such a big deal the fact that you had to switch it around. He says, don't say that the Torah is written, the psukim are written not in order. Yes, we have a concept of a muktam amuchah batorah, but that doesn't mean that every word in the Torah is mixed up. Muktam amuchah batorah means every story in the Torah is correct, but it was not written in chronological order. Right, like these psukim that were the parashiyos that we're reading now, with the Mishkan and the Shabbos and the Egel, machlokas Rashi Rabban, when it all took place and what the order is. But everybody, even Rashi, who says imuktam amuchah batorah more than the Rabban, would agree that if you have one pasuk, you can't say really the pasuk should say leimar vayidaber Moshe Hashem bnei Yisrael vayidaber Hashem Moshe leimar. You can't switch around within a pasuk. So to say like Rashi here quotes from Chazal. He says, you have to always say that there's a deeper meaning that reflects itself in the what looks like it's out of order. Yes, the pashup shot, as Chazal say, sareis ha-mikar v'darsheyu. But he says, you find that many times. He says, for example, by Lot, vayikhu as Lot v'esruchusho ben achi Avraham. Lot took his stuff, and after v'esruchusho, it says ben achi Avraham. Also a misplaced phrase. And also, al ha-mizbeach saviv asher pesach ha-lamoed. It's the Mizbeach, which is Pesach Olamo, it's Saviv. So you have examples of this where the phrase is out of order. So says the, Rav Sarutzkin says, maybe you could say Asherim Makdishimli is put where it is to emphasize, you look at his commentary, how the Kohanim have to be so careful along the lines of Rav Hirsch, Asherim Makdishimli. They're going to be Mechalalit Lo Yechalu, because Asherim Makdishimli have to realize the special quality of the job that they have, and therefore the Torah puts that phrase after Velo Yechalu, as if giving a reason why it would be such a chilul for them to be do the avoda when they are betuma. So Rav Hirsch and Ozayim Latorah are both emphasizing the v'yinazru, but the Ozayim Latorah pick up on the chazal that it was out of order, and Rav Hirsch picks up on the actual word of the v'yinazru. Okay, we continue. Says the chinuch misharshi hamitzvah, mashakasavu b'mekobas rabim. Well, we've read many places, as we wrote 13 mitzvahs ago, also by the Isser of Tvil Yom, ki lechvod abayis u'ma'alas ho'avoda, to the covet of the bayis and the galus of the avoda, nisrachik mimena kol davar she'enu b'ma'alaso v'chashivuso. The Torah distanced anything that is not perfect from its avoda, and therefore, if a kohen is tameh, he should be distant. Uma alasa adam betara yadu l'chol meivin. And when somebody is tar, it is known l'chol meivin what that state is and what that symbolizes in Yahadus. I think I mentioned there, but I didn't get to finish it, so I'm going to mention it again now. There are a number of chakiros amongst the achronim how we look at tumah in general. Right? The chinuch here says that if somebody is tameh, they have to stay away. The rugged shaver has a chakira in Safas Paneach and elsewhere. Mefaneach Tzifunos. It's quoted here. If you have the Sefer Chakiros, the big black Sefer with a lot of Chakiros that he quotes from the Ragat Shavar, he says, "Imhi, what is Tuma? Ha'imhi mitzias ruchanit shechala ala chayfet atamei? What then becomes Tamei? Is that there is an invisible chaloshein? There's something that's chal. There's a status of the item. You can't see it, but it's spiritually dirty. You can't see the dirt, but we know it's dirty. It's spiritually dirty. And Tara wipes that off. You put it into the mikveh, it gets cleansed. What is that? Or do we say, no, that's not tuma. God, it's dirty. It's not dirty. He says, no. It's just that when something is called tame, the gavra has certain halachas, how he has to relate to it. Oh, rak dinim. Kigon she'asur lachnisu lo beis hamikdash, v'lagasi to b'tshuma. Right, so basically a chefsa gavra type of chakira. Do we say there's something inherently in the item that's tameh that has a status change, or it's focused on how the gavra relates to the item? A big nafkamina could be in terms of what is there something called a cheskas tuma? Is there a ches when something is tameh? So do we say, oh, once we know it was tameh, it has that chazaka unless we know otherwise? Cheskas tuma. That's a discussion in the achronim. But you're more wont to say cheskas tuma if the item has a status. If it's just about how I, the gavra, relate to the item, so then why should... That's not called a cheskas tuma. It's not a state that it's in. That's one question. Another fascinating question, though, is what is the natural state of items in life? What's the natural state? Are they... And what is the vacuum of a state? Similar question is asked by Or v'Choshech. When it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu created Choshech, or Or. So is darkness the absence of light? Or is darkness a new creation? The Ramban says clearly in Parshas Bo that usually darkness is the absence of light, but in Makas Choshech, that was the Neis HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a real Bria of Choshech, and that's why they couldn't move, and the different stages of the Makas, right? In Yonah Diyomo, you can say this at the Seder, right? So, but that's the Ramban, but that's Or in Choshech you have that discussion. So similarly here, by Tum and Tara, is Tuma the real stage, and Tara is just a lack of Tuma? Or do you say, you know, Tara is the real stage, and Tuma is a lack of Tara? That's also a Chakir of the Ragat Shavar. Ha'im Tuma Chala ala Chayfetz, the Chayfetz Tahor, who? Chayfetz, she'ain of Tuma? What's a Chayfetz Tahor? One that is, doesn't have Tuma. Ola Hefek, Shatara Chala ala Chayfetz, or is Tara the natural state, and a Chayfetz Tame is one that is lacking Tara. And here he gives the a mashal. He says, give you a mashal from the world of colors. Is a chayfetz tamei red and a chayfetz tahar clear? If it's tamei, it's red. But if you wipe away the red, then it's clear. So tar is not really anything. It's just the lack of tumo. Or do we say no? Tar is kachol. Let's say tar is blue, like tcheles, emelian, dolarkia. It's blue. And tumo is clear. Right? It's a lack of tara. So again, this is also issues that might have halachal ma'isa nafkaminas, but even more so, at least conceptual ideas. Right? So when somebody dies, Rahman al-San, does misa create tumah or just removes life? And therefore, that's tumah. Tumah is when there's no life. It's not a new creation. But all of these are lundish questions that we can ask about the world of tumah v'tahara. But again, that might relate to our discussion here, as the Sefer HaChinuch says, the shorash of the mitzvah here is that something is tamei, so it sounds like that maybe there's a chaloshem on the person that he is tamei, and therefore he cannot do the avoda in that state. Okay, let's continue. Dini HaMitzvah. Some of the halachas of this mitzvah of a Tamei Kohen doing the avoda. By the way, what if a Zor Tamei does the avoda? So Pashas, there's no extra Isser because he's a Zor. And that's all inclusive. And that he's Chayim Yisrael Shemayim for that. So he doesn't have to, nothing more to talk about. So Dini HaMitzvah, it just could be, now if a Kohen Tumah, now according to the Lumdus of Rav Hirsch, you can ask, is a Kohen Tamei really at root a Zor? And therefore he would violate the Isser Zoris also. That's an interesting question. Kagon, Mahina Tumas Pashasnat. Kagon, Mahina Tumos Hamitamos Midaraisa, Matumitamos Midirabanan. So related to this, what's Tommy Daraisa? What's Tommy Dirabanan? Ube is in Yin Yitar Tommy Mitumasa, all the halachas about how do you become Tahar, Vedo Tumasricha Zova Carbonal Tarasa, and when does how does the Tara come about? I forgot to bring it, but the Kesef Mishnah, it relates to the question that we just asked. The Kesef Mishnah asks, what if, by the Tara process, when is a person Tahar? When he's under the water in the mikvah, he's already tahor then, or is it only once he gets out of the mikvah? Kisha alav in a mikvah. If he stays in the mikvah, let's say he touches something when he's underneath the water, is he tahor yet or not? So that could relate to our issue of his tumah, the real status, or his tara, the real status. That's the suffix of the Kesef Mishnah thinks from the Rambam that it's only kisha ola. Kisha olam in a mikvah, so that's when the tara kicks in. Okay, ve'ezein tzricha l'til of harif shemesh, some tumas need karbanos, what are called mechusrei kapara, some need only harif shemesh, some need other types of tuma, obviously some need the efer of the paraduma, u'michlal ho'inyan, and he just adds a yesod gadol, in hilchos avetara, she'efsher la'olam, la'alos mishum tuma ki'im betvila. Every tuma needs tevila. Some need more than tevila. Some need you have to wait a week. Some need you have to wait a week and bring a karban. Some need that you have to get a haircut. There are all different types of tara processes, but everyone needs tevila. Everyone needs a mikvah. Some have 1 day, some have 7 days. Okay, if you look in Seder Taras, that's where all these halachas are explained. The Chinuch does not bring up a very important part of the halachas of this mitzvah of the Isser of a Kohen doing the avoda, and that is the Yesod when there is an exception to this rule. Right? Also in Yonah Diyoma, Tuma, Hutra, or Dechuya, Bitzibur. Now we know that if rove of the Jewish people or all of the Kohanim, let's say, are Tamei, so then you are allowed to do the Avodah B'tumah, right? What if Mashiach comes this year 2 days before Pesach, and then we don't have time to wait the week before and get the ashes of the Paraduma sprinkled upon us, v'chulu. So you know what? We're all going to do the current Pesach B'tumah on Erev Pesach. Hopefully Mashiach will come today. But if not, in 3 weeks from now, so we're going to all do a Petumah because of the principle that when the whole Tzibur is in a state of Tumah, so then you do it anyway. So that's the one heter that this mitzvah, when this Isser does not apply. The Rambam says this clearly. The Rambam Menuchos V.S. Mikdash in Perek Dalid, after he quotes, Tamei Sha'avad B'Mikdash Chilel Avodaso, V'chayim Isa B'dei Shemayim Al Avodaso, Avabi Shalosh Shoha, a Tamei that does the Avoda, V'chayim Isa B'dei Shemayim. And he says, Ava Bishim Avar Betome Inochai Bebezdin, El Malkus, Fahul, we'll get to that soon. Says the Rambam in the continuation, Perak Dalit, Halacha Yud Beis, Ketzad Doche Es Hatuma, Higiyas Manoshaloso Karban, Vahaya Rov Hakal Shemak, even also Tameim Lameis, if most of the Kahal are Tameim Meis, Oshaya Rov. Or the Kohanim, the Makrivim are Tameim Meis, the other Rambam doesn't say Rov. There he just says, the Kohanim are Tamei. O shahayu elu ve'elu tahorim. V'hayu ha'kli ha'sharei tamei b'meis. Or what if all the utensils of the Mikdash are Tamei? All of them, somehow. Ha'reze ya'ase b'tumah. V'yis'asku bo ha'tameim b'tahorim ke'echad. V'yikansu kulo ma'azara. They all go in. Only by tumas meis. Ava ha'tameim b'tumah acheres. If we have other tumas, tumas meis, tumah b'tzibur, t'chli b'tzibur is only by tumas meis. But zav and zava and nida, t'mei sharet, nevela. No, that the principle doesn't apply there. Lo yisaskubo v'lo yikansu lazara v'av v'shinaz v'tumah. V'im avru v'aso niklusu lazara chayav in kares. Even by a karban that's being done b'tumah, tumas meis, if one of the other tumah people walk in, they're chayav kares. Because shalom nitches ela tumas hameis bilvad. That's it. And then he quotes Pesach Shabbat B'tumah, and then he quotes all the different permutations. Mixas Beis Av, what if some of them are Tameh, some of them are Tahar? That's why you always have to try to limit it. And then the Rambam quotes the important line, Mipnei Ma Machazrin Al HaTahorim Mi Beis Av Acher, Mipnei Shatumah Lo Hutra B'tzibur Ela B'Isura Omedes V'Dechuyah Hi Atam Mipnei Adchak. The Rambam Shita is, Tuma is Dechuya Bitzibor. The Isser is still there, you'll have to push it aside. We don't say it disappears. Vein Dochin called Dabar Hanitche El Bamakam She'i Efshar. Umebrezet Sri Chatzitz L'Ratzos Aleha. And then he calls, how do you know Tuma Dechuya Bitzibor? Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, that's how you know. Vahi Adel Arash Echar Ha'itmeim L'Nefesh Adam. Kach Lomdu Mipi Ashvua Sh'anashim Yechidim Heim. Shirchul Pesach Sheni Ima Yitzmeim Avot Tzibor Sh'itmeim Meis Inam Nidachim El Tumah Titzchem Mipneihem V'yasu Pesach Betuma V'hu Adin L'chol Karban Sh'kavu Alo Zman Kepesach. Any Karban, the Karban Tumah is brought Betuma, any Karban Tzibor that's Kavu Alo Zman, you would bring it with a even B'tumah. The Rambam continues and quotes other cases of Tumah B'tzibur. So that's an important ha'ara, part of the mitzvah that is left out. If you want to look at the Meshech Chachma, we're not going to read it, but the Meshech Chachma here discusses a diuk in the pasuk that teaches us the out-of-order Rashi that we mentioned before. The Meshech Chachma says maybe it's not out of order, and it's alluding to this halach of Tumah B'tzibur. So you can look there on the Meshech Chachma on this pasuk. But let's continue. V'noheges b'kohanim b'zman abayis, the mitzvah applies to kohanim, only b'zman abayis ha-migdash, v'kohen ha-over aleha, v'yavad b'tumah chai misa b'dei shamayim. It applies to kohanim, and again, if somebody, the kohen violates, said he's chai misa b'dei shamayim. But, interestingly, even though it's a chai misa b'dei shamayim, there is, I think I mentioned this in the previous mitzvah by, in Rei Samachay, the Mishnah Maseches Sanhedrin discusses, and the Minchas Chinuch quotes this in Oz Aleph, the Pei Aleph Amid Beis, that by a Kohen Tamei that was doing the Avoda, they didn't wait to bring him to court. If the people found out that he was Tamei, he was doing the Avoda, the Mishnah says, Echava Kohanim Ha'yumotziyin Oso Lachutz U'potzin Esmocho. They killed him on the spot. They didn't bring him to court. Right, this is in the context of three or four cases where we say Kana'in Pogenbo. Baal Aramis, like by Pinchas, that's where all those Pinchas Gemaras are in Sanhedrin, and if you use the Klei Shares, but one of them was a Kohen Tameh doing the Avodah. If you look at the Margolius Hayam, he discusses there in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Pei Aleph why it says the Pirchei Kehuna, the young Kohanim are used, maybe because they're not Mitzuvin Tumas Meis, and they're not going to be doing the Avodah, so maybe Dafka, they're allowed to do it. Discusses, he also discusses them, many have heard discuss why Dafka. There are many, many issues that a Kohanim could be involved in the Beis HaMikdash. Dafka, Kohen Tameh, is the one that's so evil that you have to get rid of him on the spot. You can't wait to bring him to court. But that's the case. Ironically, if they didn't do that, then they have to wait, just like Kana and Pogenbo. If you didn't kill him right then, and it was like yesterday, then you can't. It's only when he's involved in the act, and that is when the halacha applies. Anyway, you can look more on the Mefarshim over there in Sanhedrin and Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis. One final point, and that is the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Rambam in the little first piece where he says, "How do you ever have a case of a Kohen Tameh doing the avoda where he's going to be chayev misa b'dei shamayim for a Kohen Tameh doing the avoda if you're already chayev kares for bias mikdash for going into the Beis HaMikdash b'tumah?" So that's a separate issur. A tummy person cannot go into the mikdash. So how can you ever have a coin tummy? He is already chayiv misa. He's already chayiv kares. How is he ever going to do it? So he said there must be a case where he went into the Azara when he was tahar, and then somehow he became tummy in the Azara. Let's say a dead insect. Okay, a live insect came to him and died on his foot. Right, he was touching, somehow he became Tameh in the Azara, and then he started walking out as quickly as he can, which is the halacha, and on the way out he did an avoda. He scooped out with a shovel from the ashes on the Mizbeach. Okay, something that he did. You have to come up with a case how you could violate the Isser of Tumah, Avoda B'Tumah, and not be Chayiv on Bias Mikdash. Anyway, so the Rambam comes up with a case. We'll stop here, and the next couple of mitzvahs we get into. The next group of mitzvahs are all about Shruma. Right, the segue is a Tamei Kohen eating Shruma. But then we get into a Zara eating Shruma, an Arel eating Shruma, Toshav Asachar eating Shruma. All the next mitzvahs are a group of mitzvahs related to Shruma. Okay, we'll stop here.